Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the, I haven't done this in a while, call to order the regular, or actually a special meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Fantastic. Wow, a little bit of feedback. So this is time for public comment. There's nobody in the room, but is there anybody online?
There's no one online.
Okay, so this, I will still go ahead and say that this is your time for public comment. If you have something that you would like to talk about with regards to water wastewater that is not on the agenda, this is the time we allow for that. Seeing nobody in either location, either online, virtually, or here virtually, we will close public comment and move to item C, which is the acceptance of the draft minutes.
I make a motion to approve draft minutes for December 6th.
And I second that motion, so it's
aye.
What?
Aye.
Yeah, it's me. All right, now we're going to go to updates, and who's doing denitrification? Is Greg online?
Gregory should be online.
Gregory Harris, are you there?
He is not.
All right, let's move
okay,
on.
Okay, I'm going to move to item two, Willow Lake Filter Project Update. Who's handling that?
Aaron,
come on up to the mic. Wow, that's pretty loud, huh? That one's still. I have to get used to that.
Not 100% sure.
What you got for us?
The Willow Lake Filter Project, just giving you a quick update on it. Sidewan Reed, who's the one who's doing the filter project themselves, they've been off site for the past 2 weeks. We've been waiting on some materials. It's a steel plate for the actual vessel, the filter itself. It showed up today, but there was a setback. There was some holes in the plate itself that wasn't drilled properly, so it's got to go back to get drilled and then properly zinc coated or galvanized coating. So,
is that the actual tank plate for the tank itself?
It's like a support, so it goes on the pedestals, so it helps the
The tank's not here yet, though.
No, we don't want that until we get.
That's what I thought. Okay.
This plating. And then the concrete.
Because we don't have a place to store it, we want to bring it in and put it in place.
How long do they think it's going to take to do those repairs? Or make it right?
Sounds like next week.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. So the turnaround was pretty quick. Once they get that back, then they can do the concrete pouring the concrete for the pedestals, and then we can move forward with bringing in the filter.
Is mostly underground work done?
For the pre-filter, yes. Post-filter, no. So going from the distribution side of the pipeline to the filter for backwash has been done. But when the filter goes to the backwash itself, no.
Okay, so because it's been a while, I will plead a little ignorance here and ask for a real brief. So the water gets pumped from well six or from the wells into
it
the storage?
It
gets pumped to the filters. Tell me how that works.
So yes, the wells kick on and they deliver the water, so regardless if it's well one, well two,
right.
Whatever, right?
That's
the wells
stopped.
Deliver the raw water to the facility, and it goes through the filtration system, and then it gets chlorinated, or into the tanks, and chlorinated onto the distribution system.
So the first place it goes are those white tanks?
Yes, those are the filter vessels.
And then from there it goes into the large tanks and stored?
Correct.
At a certain level to maintain gravity feed and all that stuff?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure. And does it go through the chlorinization process after it leaves the tanks?
Yes.
So then it comes back through the building and
it
goes into the distribution system?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
It's been a while, sorry.
No worries.
Very good. Do you have any questions on that?
No, I think you answered it.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Okay, now give us the good news. Let's go to item three, well seven.
So yes, that is good news. This well seven went down May 22nd of last year, and it's been nothing but problems trying to get it back up and running. I'd say in December we found out that the cable we were going to reuse ended up being bad. It didn't make out right, so you do a dunk test, and that all passed, but when it came to the actual installation, there was no power going to the motor, so whether coiling it up and then straightening it back out and did something to the jacket, or maybe it got pinched during installation, we don't know. So there was a process of how do we get a new cable, We reached out, we got information back saying that it has to be NSF 61 style cable. That NSF 61 is basically saying safer drinking water. And they didn't have word on when they were gonna be producing that cable again, because they need enough inquiries or deposits before they make another amount of spool. Then well 5 went down on us, and it elevated this emergency
when
to
it
a
rains
higher,
it pours, right?
To a higher level, to where Anthony got in contact with the State Water Board, asked for a waiver. They gave us the process of what we need to do to get that waiver, and then LSCE got all the proper documents together, sent that all in, giving us the waiver. And now we're moving forward. So we actually just got word today that the cable is coming in, I think next week, and Well Industries is gonna be putting the well back together, hopefully next week or the week after.
And because it's been rainy season and we haven't had a lot of landscaping, a lot of irrigation, we've gotten through a rough spot. This would happen in July or August, we probably would have some issues.
Yeah.
But with regards to that, I look at that as a positive, that the state responded to us as quickly and as positively as they did, which tells me I'm hoping that our relationship with the state is good.
Yes.
Because otherwise they would have, you know, if we were somebody that they had to harass or that we weren't following protocol and we weren't in good communication with them, I think we would have had a problem. So
yeah.
I look at that as a positive sign too.
Yeah, we've worked with
which
the
is
staff.
A kudos to Viola too.
Yeah, Anthony's doing a really great job of keeping them informed with their situations, and they've
probably helps
it with us.
Probably helps that they have several contracts that the state's aware of.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, who knows, what percentage of the water treatment plants in California Veolia is involved with. But anyway, good news. Glad to hear that.
So are we repairing Well 5 or no? Because it's a backup. Sorry, I probably should know this, but.
I'm going to let him answer. I got an answer, but I'm going to let him answer.
Right now, we're worried about Well 7 getting back online. Well 8 is very close.
So then we're just going to leave Well 5.
So by the time we can probably engineer and get Well 5 back up and running, and the quality of water, Well 8 should be back online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or should be up and running.
So my understanding is that the timing of everything is that, and the, based on the time of the year, how far out are we with Well 8?
I'd say about a year to 18 months, depending on.
Oh. So we still do need Well 5 to meet that, do we?
To meet fire flow peak demand, yes.
Okay, so we'll deal with it. We'll keep it online as long as we have to, and then we'll abandon it and fill it up and be done.
Yeah, we asked the state before if we could write a letter, you know, just can we shut down Well 5? And they basically said
no.
Okay, so we'll keep it operating until Well 8's up, and then we can abandon it.
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
Thank you. Did Gregory Harris ever get online?
Yes.
So what were we going to talk to Gregory about? Denitrification?
Yes.
Gregory Harris, you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
So Gina asked me to sit in and give a denitrification update. Okay, so the good news is the process is converted over. We are denitrifying our wastewater. We are in compliance with our new permit conditions that took effect on December 31st of this year, or last year or something. And things will run smoothly in terms of process. In terms of construction, we are going to slide on into probably mid-February is the current completion date, February 16th. Most stuff is done. We're down a punch list and finishing up some items at Plant 1. But we're not quite done with all the punch list and all the sign-off on things yet. But that's sort of basic where I'm. There's a little sack and patching and some little electrical work and things like that to finish. But if you drive over to Plant 1, you wouldn't know. Stuff like, Plant 2. If you drive to Plant 2, other than they've got some tractors on site and some stuff like that, you wouldn't know that you weren't done, you know.
Yeah, you see that crane in the back and stuff that we know is not ours, but other than that, we don't really know.
Yeah, you know, and then one of the problems is, in terms of demoting the crane and stuff, is that all this rain over and over again is getting so muddy that they can't get back there and pull it out of there, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, we don't want any unstable vehicles tipping over or anything like that.
Right.
So are we out more than retention at this point, or are we just out retention?
No, we got a little bit more than retention. in, they're putting the bar screen in now, and in fact, I'll go ahead
That's over on this side of the street, right?
How about that?
Yeah, well, we took a walk with that, remember that?
So,
Oh, was that pole's collapsing?
Yeah.
Gosh, that had to have been over a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Are you tapping into us here somewhere or something?
Okay, so here's our new bar screen at the Plant One.
Wait a minute, we don't have that yet.
We can't see it. Oh, there it is, okay.
It's going to really help the ragging situation at Plant One, and it's gonna come out, it comes out, rigs up here, and then discharge into a chute right here. And down in the screen, down in the hole, what it looks like. So
we have
this channel that we built a steel wall here on the left. Here's our bar screen down here, so the water's going to come through the bar screen and hook left around there. And see this little channel wall that we built? This is pump station F, inflow and flow right here in this pipe.
Right.
And we built a little channel down inside the wet well so we could stick a bar screen in there. And this bar screen is going to sit going up to the roof there, so it's going to rake down here and rake all the way out the top and into that little chute and out the hole. And then we also just did a change order to recoat the inside here. We found some damage on some of the walls here with the old coating from about 10 years ago. So we recoated down here. You can see it's all nice and solid and firm.
Hey Gregory,
we're going to rake right up there. Pop out right into the barrel.
Okay, so is this the old, oh, leave that picture up right there.
Oh, okay, all right.
Is this the old lift station W that was collapsing?
So this is the inflow pump station right next to that.
Okay, so
this
is
the control panel over here.
Yeah.
That was for the lift station W, and we have completely rebuilt that, and that is functioning right now. That's running right now while we take down the inflow pump station. And the reason we need that inflow that pump station
is so you can service this. I get it.
It's on the inflow pump station because he never had a backup for it.
Right. So we had
to repair it, and we tried to repair it, and then of course we ran into problems, so we rebuilt it. So you have a brand new pump station just right. I have photos, but not immediately handy that I can pop up.
Don't worry about it.
Over here to the right.
That's fine.
That's the function right now. It's running.
Okay. So.
So. It doesn't have a screen or a bar screen or anything like that. But this is your original pump station. We basically cut a hole in the roof, added a channel down below, and now we'll be able to derag to take pressure off these inflow pumps because those rags have been really beating up our inflow pump.
Got it. Gregory, one more question and then I'm done with this. We have bar screens set up over on the headworks over on plant two also. How effective will that be if we have bar screens here, or is that really gonna be more effective when we have to do the bypass?
So A, it'll be very effective when you do the bypass. B, it's still double screening is better than single screening.
Okay.
Okay, it won't remove as much here, but remember, even this bar screen only gets about 50% removal.
So,
you know, if you think about it, you got parallel bars, right? You go like, it goes sideways right in between them, right?
You know,
that thing. So,
in theory,
you're only at about 50% removal of rags, and so we'll catch rags over there as well.
So, in theory, we might be catching like 75% of the rags in theory.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Any questions about the.
No, I'm good. Thank
about
you.
That? What else is Greg going to talk to us about? Is that it?
Recall. And we did diffuser repairs also with this general contract, right? And so just as an update, the diffuser system has all been repaired, it's all been rebuilt. We have a little punch list, cathodic protections on the punch list, but we basically got a punch list on the diffuser as well. And this contractor is handling both the diffuser project punch list and the DNAG project punch list.
Well, that's great, Gregory, because for 10 years, we knew that was going to be a problem, and now we've finally got it up to par. It's going to handle the volumes. It's going to help with the cleanout. I really feel like, you know, this whole project for the last 3 years is finally coming together in a way that the system should be, as long as it's maintained, at the level we need it to be. Although I do see, there's some future stuff on there.
I agree. You guys are light years down the road from where you were 3 years ago.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you for all your hard work on that. And do you have anything else for us?
No, that's it. And then I guess same update at the board meeting tonight.
Okay. And you know, those fish in your aquarium don't seem to be swimming back there over your right shoulder. They're just kind of stationary back there.
They're moving a little slow. It's cold over here.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tonight then.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Gregor. All right, moving on to discussion items, and is this Mike Baraka?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Mike, you there? All right, I wonder if we can ever get rid of that feedback. No? You hear it?
Yeah, can you hear it? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Is there volume on this?
No.
Yeah, Mike, can you hear us okay? We've got a new system in place. How's it sound?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Good. And you're clear also. Do you hear any feedback? Is it just here in the room we hear it?
I don't hear feedback. No.
Perfect. Okay, item E1, we're going to talk about Chiquini Ranch.
Yes. So at Chiquini Ranch, they're in the preliminary planning stages of the project, and one of the items that needs to be addressed, identified, determined is what's the water quality like out there at Chiquini Ranch for the drinking water, and what kind of quantity do we expect to get out of that area with regards to groundwater. And really the only way to do that is to go out there and drill a hole in the ground and put in some little piezometers about 2 inches in diameter into a monitoring well and draw some water samples at different depths and analyze those samples and make a determination as to the quality and the quantity of the water that we could expect out there. And that will be the basis then moving forward to determine, you know, is there groundwater out there to support the project? So it's a fairly critical item or question to have answered. So the developer will be paying for all of the costs related to drilling this monitoring well and the testing and the time that Ludovic Scalini will be putting in for analyzing the results and staff time working on the project as well. And so this, what would be before the board tonight, will be really two agreements. One is the agreement with Lopez Scalini to do the drilling work and the analysis of the groundwater. And the second is the actual right of entry agreement with the landowner to go on the property and for them to reimburse the town our expenses. The way the agreement is set up with the landowner is that we would receive all the money indicated here, the $190,000, before our driller goes out there on this, our loader of Scalini's driller goes out there on the site to perform the work. So we'll have the money in hand before they start work out there.
So it's going to be like just doing a well 8, a pre-well 8, like we did a well 8, we're going to be doing the same thing out on the Scalini property. So two concerns. I'm sorry, Ashley, you have
any? Nope, go for it.
Okay. Two concerns that I have. One is the obvious one that you stated. Is there enough water out there to do it? It's far enough away from any of our wells that I would like to see, I think our concern should be, how much draw are we gonna put on the existing aquifer? Is it coming out of the same exact aquifer? You know, all those kind of questions, will they be answered by this monitoring well?
Across the sand and gravel layers, we'll be able to compare where those sand and gravel layers are to where the existing sand and gravel layers are that we have our existing wells in, and do some correlation across geologically to see if how they're connected.
What's our closest well to there, Eric? Well 6?
Well 6.
6.
Yeah. Okay, I mean those are obvious concerns that we have to making sure that we're gonna add 2,000 homes and some industrial. We want to make sure that we, we have the best estimate we possibly can as to what that's going to do to the existing aquifer and to the homes that are already here.
And that's what the purpose of this
okay.
is intended to help answer. Yes.
Absolutely.
How long is the monitoring going to take place? Like, what is the time frame on that?
So once they finish the well and have the monitoring well installed. They'll grab samples and run them to the lab. And the lab results will usually come back in about, for the longest lead time items, maybe 3 to 4 weeks after we grab the samples and take them to the lab.
Okay. So it's not a long process?
No, no. Once it's installed, it's a very quick process. And then after moving forward, after you get the initial water quality analysis, those monitoring wells, we've been able to go in once a year or twice a year and check the water levels just to see how the water levels are trending. Getting back to Kevin's point about are we being impacted by the other wells running?
Okay. Thank you.
How long from the board moving forward with the permission to go ahead and spend the money that we're going to be given by the developer? Or let me take that back. How long from after the developer gives us the money, because we weren't going to do anything until we get the money, would it be until an actual monitor well would be in place? Do you know what that time frame looks like?
Well, that's a very good question. And the well drillers, it's kind of hit and miss on their schedule. They may be backed up quite a bit, or they could say, well, we have a window open next week. We can start.
Gotcha.
So that's one of the things. But I would expect conservatively that we would have this all in place and the monitoring well is done and grabbing the samples within about 4 months from now, I would expect.
It'd be great if they were in place by summer when we're getting a real draw on our water. It gives us an opportunity to observe, you know, if there's an effect out there in leveling the aquifer. I'm not a hydrologist, but just common sense kind of thinking, right?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Kelly, it's not his mic, it's my mic that's giving the feedback. Is there a way to turn our mics down?
You could turn yours off, and maybe your voice would pick up on the mic. Let's see how the time.
How about, can you still hear me, Mike?
Yes, I can.
Okay, maybe I'm just too close to the mic, or
maybe
I'm too loud, because it's not doing it now. Okay, anyway, thank you, Mike. We're going to move, I think, is that all we have for that item?
Yeah,
Dina?
We're
going
to move into this building email. And
we have a discussion. This is, we're moving into our responsibilities now with regards to new building options. We haven't talked about this for a while because we've kind of been on hold for a while, but we asked you to do some work for us on this, and basically what I asked for was for you to take a look at what the site worker, because the organization is still doing it. The organization that we're talking to doesn't do any site work, and they don't do any foundation work. They just bring in modulars like Legos and put them together and make the building. And so I appreciate the fact that you did that, and do you want to have anything to say about this, or should we just talk about it? What do you want to do here? We have your email in front of us. Ashley, do you want to
highlight?
So, go ahead.
Like if you could highlight it.
Yeah.
I highlighted the main points as a summary. I hope it's pretty clear. I wasn't sure about the foundation cost, so thank you for clarifying that. So you would need to add that $200,000 in for the foundation, and probably the underfloor plumbing, the $100,000 I had in there.
Yeah, right.
So you can just take your modular building cost plus the $1.5 million in site work and permits, add $100,000 and another $200,000 to come up with a approximately what that
cost. You said 1.5 million, but is it 1.5 or 6.5?
Oh, I misspoke. If I said 1.5, it's 6.5.
Okay.
So
I just wanted to clarify.
Pretty close to 7 million just on the site work without the building. My intent here, Ashley, is to try to move this thing forward to the board and let the board start having a discussion about this.
Agreed.
Because here's what I'm looking at here, and this is kind of how I thought it might work, and is that we're really looking at a building here that's probably going to be in the price range of around $10 million.
Correct.
We have an existing building that will generate revenue for a cost of about $6.8 million, which is the shopping center.
But that's just to purchase it, correct? That's not to do any...
I would guess that there's going to be, let's just say, $500,000 in improvements. Tenant improvements in the area, because we're only changing one building.
Okay.
I did talk to some contractors about what a price per foot was for a TI. Now, there's some that we're going to change, some that we're not. We kind of think we can leave the optometrist place in place because it can be the reception area. But nonetheless, there needs, yes, it's not just the cost. So even if we put $7 million in there, that's $7.5 million, as opposed to $10 million, and it's a source of revenue. I would like to bring that to the board sometime in February to discuss and see if we want to move forward with Cosmont trying to negotiate a deal for that building.
I'm okay with that. I think that we also need to bring the modular in front of it too, because we don't really know.
Yeah,
the whole thing, because in theory, this could be approximately $7.5 million too, correct?
With
the modular buildings and all the site work?
Well, the site work alone is going to be about almost $7 million.
Correct.
So even if the building is only $5 million, that's $12
million. $12 million, okay.
So...
But we still don't know, because
we don't know the fine numbers, but we're so tired of waiting for these people to get us numbers. And it looks to do that going there. I'd like to get it on the calendar for like the second meeting in February.
That's fine.
For the board to bring it forward from this committee now to the full board to discuss all the pros and cons. And by then, Dina has had major headway in the last couple of days with the modular people. They finally called up, apologized, says, hey, we're sorry. There were some issues. We had personnel changes and all that stuff. So hopefully, Mike, do you agree with what I'm saying there that it's probably going to be around, the guy gave us a rough estimate of $5 million before he quit, Caesar. So that alone is going to be $12
million. The $7 million plus the $5 million.
Yeah, so, but I would love to have hard numbers to discuss, so we're not.
Yeah, I'd like to have maybe some roundabout numbers for what we would need to do on the other building as well. Not just a guesstimate of 500 or 500,000, you know, like I'd like to have some semi-solid numbers.
I can get you some numbers on TI bills. I'll just call Doug Lobelder up or somebody, one of my contractor friends, and say, hey, what does it cost for a not super high-end public works, medium-high tenant improvement? What's the price per square foot? We know we got like 3,800 square foot in that building, so we just do the math and then we know what the improvements are going to be.
Oh, okay.
Mike can figure that out for us.
Yeah, maybe ask.
No.
Mike's like, nope, not doing that.
What, Mike?
Just make sure you add to that architectural costs to come up with the plans and permit, because you're going to need to get a permit for a TI improvement.
Sure.
And some construction management, so don't forget all those costs.
Well, if I call somebody like a W.L. Butler or... So, you know, these guys, that's what they do all day long, is do commercial buildings. You know Doug L. Butler, right? You're familiar with them, I think.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're big. They're all over the state. They're all over the state.
I think staff should do it.
I'll just give her contact information.
Yeah.
You can call Mark Alessio and talk to him, and he'll, he'll do it. So let's get that on the agenda to start that discussion, because I don't want to lose that opportunity. That's my concern. It's been a long time since we first met with Brett. Thank you for that, Mike. Appreciate that very much. You did exactly what I had in mind. And then moving, I guess that's our last. So any further discussion, we're going to wait for you guys to put together the next agenda. And if that's it. Thank you, Mike. We're going to adjourn. Are you going to be on? Is he on tonight?
Yes.
We'll see you in a little while. Thank you, sir.